Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is a special edition of your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Friday, August 12, 2016. I'm Tungameli Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo. And of course, as you've heard tonight, we are commemorating International Youth Day, looking at the challenges young people in Zimbabwe are facing, but also their achievements.
Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And as always, you can call in to give your contribution, and that number is 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Give us your name and your number, and we will call you right back.
And of course, we are streaming live on Facebook and on our websites at voazimbabwe.com. voashona.com, as well as on voandebele.com.
Zimbabwean youths joined the rest of the world today in commemorating International Youth Day amid escalating socio-political and economic crisis that the government is struggling to address. The theme for this year is eradicating poverty and achieving sustainable consumption and production.
Clearly, that theme will ring hollow for millions of Zimbabwean youths who are unemployed and have no prospects whatsoever for a better life, given the economic challenges currently prevailing. Still, there is always light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we are excited to be talking about International Youth Day in Tunga, and we hope that young people, not only in Zimbabwe, but all over the diaspora, can join us today to let us know what their challenges are, but as we've said, also the achievements that we are seeing young people achieving despite the conditions.
Yebo, kunjalo. Ms. T, lichona njani makhaya, ikuhlangana lamhlanje ngolwesihlanu. Uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection, sikhangela ilanga le-International Youth Day, ilanga phela libekelwe ukuphakamisa ontanga abasakhulayo. Ilanga leli liza ngesikhathi abasakhulayo beZimbabwe bebhekane lobunzima obumangalisayo. Abaningi balama-degree awezikolo, emakholeji, balezetifiketi, kodwa imisebenzi kayitholakali, batshona bebhoda njengezitarata kuthi-ke emakhaya. Abanye ngabatshona belusile izifuyo zabo yise ngoba ayikho imisebenzi. Abanye ngabaye Goli, kanti Goli layo silabantu abaningi, si-overcrowded, imisebenzi iyasilela. Kwazo yabaterere kuzangara kumuchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa chevechidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasuno tiri kutarisa zuva rekucherechedza vechidiki, zuva reInternational Youth Day. Iro riri kuuya apo nyika yakatarisana nematambudziko akawanda. Tinoziva kuti pana mabasa munyika vechidiki vakawanda havazi kushanda, kunyange vakawanda vacho vaine madegrees kubva kwana UZ guma kuzvikoro zvepamusoro-soro zvakasiyana-siyana. Naizvozvo, vechidiki zuva nderenyu, tiri kuda kunzwa kwamuri nhasi.
Mm-hmm. And in Tunga, as usual on these international days, the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will give an address, and this year talking directly to the youth, Mr. Ban Ki-moon said, and I quote, "The world's youngest people, who make up the largest generation of youth in history, can lead a global drive to break the patterns of the past and set the world on course to a more sustainable future. Young people are directly affected by the tragic contradictions that prevail today between abject poverty and wealth and gnawing hunger and shameful food waste. Mr. Ban Ki-moon goes on to say that it is necessary for countries to invest in youth, and they can contribute to new markets, decent jobs, fair trade, sustainable housing, sustainable transport, and tourism, amongst others. And he's urging young people to continue to push for progress, be it that they're empowered, be given the space and the chance to create a long-lasting change within the world.
Indeed. Diving right into it, we have in studio a guest, and that's Anesu Masube, an Atlas Corps fellow. Anesu, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Good evening, Tunga. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Mm-hmm. And you are here, your youth, your Zimbabwean youth. Yeah. Tell us more about what you're doing with the Atlas Corps.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm an Atlas Corps fellow from Zimbabwe, serving with American Express Foundation as an alumni coordinator for American Express Leadership Academies. Atlas Corps is a global fellowship program that identifies young nonprofit leaders from all over the world to come in the U.S. and serve, at the same time get trained in the social sector in the U.S. so that they have experience of working in the social sector in the United States of America. So I just started. I'm class 21 of Atlas Corps. I started in May 2016, and I'll be serving with American Express for the next 1 year.
So the theme for International Youth Day this year, Anesu, is eradicating poverty and achieving sustainable consumption and production. And the predicate is that young people should play a leading role in ensuring poverty eradication. How does that happen in a country like Zimbabwe where so many millions of young people are without employment?
Yes. Thank you, Tunga. I think what we need to understand is that, first and foremost, the largest population of people in Zimbabwe are young people. The World Bank statistics say that 52.3% of Zimbabweans are under the age of 20 years old. So this basically means that whatever problems the country is facing, if we exclude young people in the solutions, we are definitely doomed for darkness. So young people should be at the center of every critical problem that we are facing. They should be part of every solution that we are crafting for the future, because they are the owners of the future. So what I think is we should involve young people from the grassroots in every decision making that we do, be it from politics, be it in education. We should always make sure that young people have the resources that they need to realize their full potential. It's very sad that, you know, Zimbabwe, as said, is one of the most educated countries in the world, in Africa definitely, but it's very few young people who are finding opportunities to realize their full potential. So we really need to find ways to equip our young people, and also to encourage young people that there's really no one who's going to really come up and, you know, give you things on a silver platter. As a young person, it is your responsibility to stand up and fight for your rights and make sure that you go for opportunities that will improve yourself, that will improve your community, and that will improve the country as a general. So in terms of eradicating poverty, definitely, if as educated as Zimbabweans are, we should be able to come up with solutions that make sure that our country does not keep on suffering, or we keep on sort of improving, be it in areas of technology, be it in areas of entrepreneurship, be it in areas of social innovation. Basically, our education should just not go to the drain, but we should be able to use that education to come up with solutions that will make a better Zimbabwe and, at the end of the day, a better world.
Yeah. Thank you there. Anesu, Ms. T, we have our second guest coming via Skype all the way from Great Britain. England, mm-hmm. and who's that?
That is Kimberly Bebe. She's a friend to the show. We've had her on a few times. A very passionate young woman representing Zimbabwe's youth. Kimberly, how are you?
Hello, Kimberly.
I'm okay, good evening, good afternoon, good evening, Zimbabwe. Thank you for having me on the show. Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. What's your take as we talk about today, International Youth Day, in particular focusing on the challenges that young Zimbabweans are facing day to day?
What I think specifically in line with the theme for the World Youth Day, Eradicating Poverty, it's actually so sad to look at the fact that Zimbabwe is endowed with so many natural resources. Zimbabwe has got a lot of raw materials, and yet the poverty rate is very high in Zimbabwe. And what I think specifically is that poverty eradication all starts in the mind. It all starts with the leadership of the country, and it also all starts with the creativity and innovativeness of the youth in the country. I think basically youth in Zimbabwe should try and come up with the innovative ideas and not only rely on the current government, because we all know that the current government has failed us. So I think our youth should try and create links and platforms and networks with other multinational companies who are already making it in the business industry, to try and think of ways in which the economy for Zimbabwe can be saved. Because it's so sad that Africa is the continent that is the richest in the whole world in terms of raw materials and resources. But when it comes to poverty eradication, Africa is the first continent that has the biggest problem, and that is the largest percentage. So it really calls for concern for Africans as a whole. What should our African leaders do about eradicating poverty, especially for the younger generation? For example, if you look in Zimbabwe, most of the people who are rich are the politicians. Like, for example, we saw Minister Chombo with thousands of stands and so many assets that he has acquired by means of theft. So it's so sad that it's the older generation that wants to amass the wealth for themselves, and they're using politics of the stomach to get wealth for themselves, and they forget that they need to leave an inheritance for the younger generation. So it's so sad, really. Change has to come from the leaders, and they have to know it and realize that they need to teach the younger generation on how to create wealth. But it's so sad that in Zimbabwe that is not being done. It's actually the other way around. It's the old people in power who want to take everything, who want to own 20, 30 farms, and they don't want to do anything. So it all goes back to the politics. It all goes back to the leadership. We need leaders who are people. Leaders who carry the needs of the youth at heart.
Okay, siyabonga Kimberly, qhubeka ubambile ecingweni. Ms. T, silo Mnumzana Thamani Ncube ecingweni, all the way from ebukhosini kubuhle kamadlambuzi. Mnumzana Ncube, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga, linjani bakithi?
Hayi, siyabonga baba. Sikhumbula usuku lwe-International Youth Day lamhlanje. Ungathini ngaleli langa sikhangela ubunzima abasakhulayo ababhekane lale lizwe?
Kuyadanisa ukuthi namhlanje sikhuluma ngelanga elikhangelela impumelelo yabantu abatsha, kodwa kungelalutho ngisho nolulodwa olubambekayo eZimbabwe olutshengisa ukuthi umuntu omutsha uyaqakathekiswa kumbe uyathuthukiswa. Emboni ngani okubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi isono sethu mhlawumbe saba ukuthi asiyanga empini njengalokho kukhuthazwa yizani PF, ngoba ebengani bazipha ilizwe leli lentuthuko yelizwe leli ngenxa yokuthi kona bona mhlawumbe aya empini okungumnyama ukuthi asizange sibe thina leyo mpi langa iningi labantu elizweni kwedlula bona abantu abadala kodwa ama resources wonke sebawathethe angiboni ukuthi kona kusalolutho thina esingalithola kuleli lizwe ubuhlungu kuba seZimbabwe ubuhlungu kuba ngumuntu omutsha eZimbabwe njalo kubuhlungu ukuzithola uthakazelela ilanga lokuba ngumuntu omutsha wena uvele ungelalabutsha ongabukholisa elizweni lethu konke sebekuphethe asisela lapho esingamakhona lanxa ungazi ukuthi kona ufundile lanxa ungaze ukuthi uzame ukuzithuthukisa ngemisebenzi yezandla nanko lakathesi sesivalelwa nalona ilungelo kuphela elokuxoxisana ebulenjini sokulabo cyberbili laba asikwazi ukuthi kona thina abantu abatsha sonene eZimbabwe ukuthi size siphile impilo ebuhlungu kangaka.
Aha, siyabonga Ncube, uyibeka kuhle, uqhubeka ubambile khonapho. Mkoma Anesu, tichitarisa matambudziko aripo munyika mambo otaura nenyaya yemaresources. Saka vechidiki vangabudirira sei tichitarisa madambudziko aripo munyika?
Chabasa Tunga. I think zvinotanga nekuva iwewe semunhu wechidiki unofanira kunge iwe une uri eager kuti ukwanise kuva unotsvaga maresources ari kunze uko nokuti zvinoitika ndezvekuti tinobvuma kuti izvoni maresources mashoma muZimbabwe asi hazvireve kuti kunze kwenyika hakuna maresources akatekeshera pasi rese kune mascholarships kune mafellowships kune magrants kune vanokwanisa kuti vabatsire vanhu vane talent especially vanhu vanokwanisa kuidentify talent ndakatarisa muno muAmerica kubva mamanzi matatu andange ndiri munomu ndasangana nevanhu vakawanda maZimbabweans ari kuita zvinhu zvikuru kumakampani mahombe vanoshanda kunana Facebook vanoshanda kunana Google vanoshanda kumakampani mahombe chaizvo ende vanhu vakangobvawo kumasociety anotambudzika kuZimbabwe saka zvazvinoreva ndezvekuti sevanhu vechidiki unofanira kunge uri active musociety kune mayouth organizations akawanda ari kuita maprogram akawanda ekudevelopa vechidiki pane kuti ungoramba uchichema uri kumba ukagara kumba ukamirira kuti mumwe musi Zimbabwe ichamuka yakanaka iwewe ndiwe unofanira kuunza zuva iroro kuti riuye so ndinokurudzira vechidiki kuti vave active vaparticipate vave willing kuvolunteer muzvinhu zvakawanda zvino macommunity projects kune maorganizations akawanda zvisingaiti ari willing kupa vechidiki mukana wekuti vavaratidze matalent avanokwanisa kunge vachiita so ndo advise hombe yandinokurudzira vechidiki you have to be active you have to be involved and kana uri talented matalents ako anoidentifywa not just muZimbabwe as kunze kwenyika kuti uzokwanisawo kuva unodzoka kumba uzobatsira kudevelopa Zimbabwe.
Thank you there, Anesu, and do a project I go into the space for Facebook.
Yeah.
We'll come back and we'll talk about that. Nekuti there are young people who say kuti okay wataura hako kuti I can, you know, I can go out there, I can use what I have, but sometimes nombonetsa. Asaka we'll discuss that and you can tell young people out there kuti vanoita chi. Thank you so much and Ntunga, jam packed show right now, but let me just read this quick comment toenda ku to Kimberly in the UK. There's a Patience Dube who says my brothers are 25 and 31 years old and have never been able to work a day in their life in their fields. They went to school for. They rely on me to help them get by, and it's really appalling that the government is doing nothing to address this issue of unemployment. And Tunga, we heard earlier the UNICEF report saying that Zimbabwe is losing $1.5 to $2 billion on the issue of youth idleness and youth unemployment. Kimberly, what's your take on that stark figure?
Well, to be honest, it's so sad to realize the fact that most of the graduates in Zimbabwe cannot get jobs. And those figures are really horrendous. And it shows that there is a crisis in the country if those figures are still existing. And if we look at the unemployment levels, it's 98% unemployment. So meaning that only 2% of the population living in Zimbabwe is employed. And it shows that the industry is not growing. The economy is not growing. So it's a really sad issue. And it's something that all bottles down to the politics of the country. And it also bottles down to the issues affecting Zimbabwe, because it's so funny. Just look across the border in Botswana, there are jobs. People get jobs. Most of the teachers are actually leaving Zimbabwe to go and get employed in Botswana and South Africa and Namibia. So the question is, why Zimbabwe? Why those figures in Zimbabwe? That's the big question that we have to ask ourselves. And we have to ask ourselves that as Zimbabweans, how can we overcome these challenges that are there? How can we make sure that these figures are lessened so that the people can benefit from their country, so that people can actually enjoy and work in their country? Because if you notice, most people working in the diaspora are not happy. The conditions are bad. They're suffering racism, segregation, and xenophobia. So it's an issue where Zimbabweans have to try and solve these problems themselves.
Thank you there. Kim, please do stay on the line. And, of course, we are joined by a man who needs no introduction. He's a friend of the show, and that's Doug Coltart. Doug, good evening, man, and we are proud to have you on the show.
Good evening. Thanks thanks for having me here again.
And that flag, man, yeah. And,
can't go anywhere without it.
You're not playing games, man.
Not messing
around. Forward with the with this flag movement.
Yeah, I mean, I think this flag movement, I think, you know, part of the reason that it has inspired us youth is that it's given us a voice, you know. And I think, you know, just touching on what Anesu was saying earlier, I think a lot of the problems facing youth really stem from the fact that youth have been politically excluded from political processes in Zimbabwe. Our voices has really been excluded, and this flag and the other movements that have really emerged, such as Tajamuka as well, have really given youth a voice, and I think that is really the surest hope of eradicating poverty for youth and for the entire nation, if everyone is able to speak up and have their voices heard.
You know, today there was the Afrobarometer that came out talking about the issue of youth within Africa. I think about 36 countries were surveyed. And the tagline of it was, does less engaged mean less empowered? And let me just read what they said here in terms of voting and elections. Mm-hmm. They're saying that youth are significantly less likely to vote than older citizens. About two-thirds of 65% of youth respondents who were old enough to vote in their country's most recent elections are reporting that they did not do so, but compared to about 80% of the older citizens. Many of them were registered to vote, but it was many different reasons as to why they didn't vote. Do you think that movements like Tajamuka, Sisi Jikile, movements like this hashtag, this flag, are going to change that for Zimbabwean youth come 2018? Because, you know, these are stark figures where we're the largest population in Africa, but we're least less likely to vote.
Yeah, and I think the figures from Afrobarometer are striking, and I think that Zimbabwe even sits at the bottom, even mm-hmm. on the continent. So it's a major problem. So I think that really is the challenge, I think, for this flag movement and other movements to translate this political engagement into electoral participation. Obviously, democracy is much more than just elections, but it's an important part of democracy. And so I think already we are seeing that from the movements, that there's a big drive for youth participation. So, you know, in that spirit, to all youth who are listening, go out and get registered, because that's one of the ways that your voice will be heard. Mm-hmm. But I think we are seeing, if the previous Afrobarometer data on Zimbabwe, just from last year, it had an interesting statistic on youth participation in protests, mm-hmm. Which was very low, down around 5%. And I think I haven't seen the latest data, and I assume it probably doesn't include the last 4 months or so. But I think if it did, I think we would see a huge spike in that, because mm-hmm. we have seen youth engaged in protests, and protests are an important and legitimate form of democratic expression. But it's important that translates into voter registration and going out and voting.
Mm-hmm. And before we go to Tamani, by the way, Doug is a human rights lawyer. He takes after the father.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, Doug, how does the human rights aspect, you know, come into play when we talk about, you know, youth prosperity, the participation of young people in, you know, in rebuilding their countries, in making sure, you know, their economies stand again?
Yeah, I mean, I think human rights are very important, and in Zimbabwe, our constitution includes in the Declaration of Rights, there's a specific section on youth's rights, and so, you know, it's important that we know what our rights are. Of course, the entire Bill of Rights applies to youth as much as to any other citizen. And you know, you speak about poverty eradication and these social ills. You know, the other innovative thing about Zimbabwe's constitution and the human rights enshrined in it is the inclusion of socioeconomic rights. So things like a right to education, a right to healthcare, a right to food and water, which, you know, are some of the foundations of addressing poverty. So I think it's important for youth to know their rights, to make sure they have read the constitution, they understand what they are entitled to, and then to demand that. Now, obviously, it's important for youth to play a constructive role in the economy as well, building up the economy, so that we can address poverty. But where that poverty is caused fundamentally by exclusion of the vast majority of the society by a small political elite, then there's a mandate on youth to stand up and challenge that.
Okay, good. We'll come back to you, Doug. Ncube, ukonecingo yena ngithi.
Ukhona ba.
Kuyakhuluma uGqwetha lapha ngendaba yamalungelo kuba na njengabasakhulayo kumele liwazi amalungelo enu njalo liwamele. Liyawazi kahle kahle yini liwaqonda amalungelo abasakhulayo?
Mboni ngani Nkomo khona lapho kulohlupho. Abantu abaningi abatsha into zokubuswa kwelizwe, into zamalungelo kungani sikhatshana lakho kakhulu, ngingazi imbangela ukuthi ingabe yini engicabanga ukuthi imbangela zingabe ziziningi. Ngoba esikhathini esiningi engiyaye ngikunanzela ukuthi abantu abatsha, sona isisekelo sombuso wethu asisazi ukuthi khona sitshoni, asiwazi abalungelo ethu. Ngokunjalo siba sengozini yokuthi khona labo abadala abaphethe ilizwe sisebenzisa ngaleyo ndlela abafuna ngayo. Okugcina kusenza ukuthi khona senze lezinye izinto esiyagcina sesizishola ngase sibadala. Okunye engikunanzelayo ukuthi ukungazi njalo amalungelo ethu kwenza ukuthi khona singabi lalokho okuthiwa i-active participation. Sigcina sesizihlalela, ilizwe ligcina selisiba ku-autopilot, selisiya lapho elifuna ukuya khona singasongxenye yakhona. Kanye le participation kakhulu ekhethweni lapho zathola ukuthi khona esikhathini esiningi into zokumela abantu ephalamende kuma-local government nezikhundla eziningi nje zathola ukuthi abantu abasha asikho kuzo. So asi
Okay, Ncube, uibambe khonapho sizaphenduka kuwe. Time to take a break. Ms. T, we are approaching the top of the hour.
Mm-hmm, of course, but we are streaming live on our Facebook page, on our internet pages. Hopefully, you guys can keep joining us. We'll have our guests, Doug Coulthard, Anesu Masube, Kimberly Bebe over there in the UK, and Tamani Ncube, who's with us in Zim. Stay tuned, everyone.